Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we have one of those camps to give away later on in the show.
Cool.
Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is in town. She's going to join us to talk about movies in about an hour.
All right.
She'll be here bright and early. We have those names to announce for Beat the Bank in 30 minutes if you want to win up to $1,000. All you got to do is sign up once only at KidNation.com, and then hopefully we draw your name. It's all at random.
Got it.
Might even win more than $1,000 if you go with the safe deposit box.
Could, up to $3,000.
We had somebody win $1,001.
We did. Yeah, we've had some that go over for sure. And Kelly, we were talking about Britney Spears' wedding and how they're going to release the butterflies.
Yes.
Great idea from the text. By the way, you can text all morning long. Same phone number we have, which we need you to call for first world problems in a second. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, instead of releasing, what if you and Alan release Bumblebees? When you say I do.
Oh, that'd be great, right?
Bumblebees, because you guys met on Bumble.
We did.
Beautiful. Or at least, at the very least, have part-time Justin there in a Bumblebee outfit.
Something.
It's a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So write that down just in case you need it.
Shout out to B97. They have a bee. They have a bee on staff.
Oh, maybe we could borrow their mascot.
Yeah,
outfit.
Their mascot. Yeah. Station mascot. New Orleans.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a first world problem.
First world problems. We all have them. We just don't throw them out there very often.
Well, yeah,
we feel bad.
Well, you feel bad, yeah.
Yeah. It's all good, though. It's okay to have those first world problems. That's why we do this segment. Just have a good old time here. From the text.
Yes.
I traded my Toyota Highlander for a 2017 Mercedes GLC.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got the AMG package off the showroom floor. Ooh. Now, when I get fuel, I have to spring for the premium fuel. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've always wondered about that. Do you have to go with the premium if you have those cars?
Yeah, you probably. You know what? If you can't afford a little bit extra in gas, you probably shouldn't have bought the car. I went and looked.
That's a good way to look at it.
When I was like 17 years old, and this old show was on, the guy drove a Ferrari. Well, Magnum PI, right?
Yeah.
I went up to the Ferrari place. Hey, man, what kind of gas mileage does this Ferrari get? His son, you got to ask that question. You can't afford this car, which I couldn't afford the car.
Okay. But can you try to put the cheaper gas and see what happens, or is it going to mess it up?
I don't know. Google it.
Anything that requires that.
Trey, you have to put premium in your car?
Well, my car, like on the little gas cap, it says premium fuel only. It's a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And I use plus, so I split the difference.
Oh, you go in the middle? Smart,
yes,
man. See, Trey does that. Do our trucks need a premium out?
I use diesel, so I ain't.
Oh, you're diesel?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I should check that.
I'm using regular. What I'm driving.
That's right. Is your car still running? Your car's still running?
Running just fine.
Just fine. Let's go take a phone call here from Nia. Hi, Nia.
Good morning. My nails are so long that if I drop my credit card or any kind of change, I have to just leave it there until someone else can get it for me. Hashtag first world problem.
Yes!
That's a true first world problem right there.
How long are your nails? Are they like an inch?
They're talon size, I guess. I guess they're kind of like Kylie Jenner's. My mom saw them, and I was so excited to show them to her, and she was, like, just appalled at the length of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, with her talons.
Yeah, I was doing my son's jeans this morning, like his button, and I finally just gave up. And he says, I know, Mom, your nails.
Aww.
The talons have large talons.
And I love the way you say button.
Button.
That's
button.
So cute.
Is that a New York thing? Are you from New York?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Wow, well played
out.
Thank you.
Button.
Well, yeah, I'm from Long Island, out east.
All right.
Long Island
over
there.
Long Island.
Hey, welcome to Kid Nation,
Long Island. Long Island, long nails, it all goes together.
There you go, dear. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day, you and your long nails. From the text.
I have so many questions for women when I see them in those ridiculously long nails. Like, it's like, how do you
type?
How do you groom yourself?
Typing, you can you end up using
the pads of your fingers.
And texting's tough. Use the side pad.
What about grooming?
The hardest thing is sometimes buckling your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Things that you realize that Kylie Jenner or Rihanna, who has nails like this, they probably don't do that for themselves.
Somebody
they probably
does
have someone else put their seatbelt on them.
Yeah, well.
They probably get the best back scratches, though.
For real.
Yeah.
How do you pick your nose?
Again.
Oh,
yeah.
That, no, you could get
oh,
in
no,
there and
it's
get it right.
For that, but oh, it's just, yeah. You just end up getting stuff under your nails
you
all the time.
You could probably get wax out of your ear all nice and easy. I stopped working out because I lost my Fitbit charger and my steps won't count anymore. Hashtag first world problems.
It's a good reason to stop working out.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? What up, Preston?
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Doing great. Doing What's good, going on in your world?
Headed to work, man. Before I get to my first world problems, I actually sent a tweet out to Blake Shelton for Big Al a few months ago. He responded to it. I'm not sure if you remember that, Big Al.
I don't, but I sure appreciate it, man.
What'd Blake say?
Yeah, man. That he was about to go to Big Al's bar when he was in town a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. He didn't
Dang
go.
It.
He didn't go.
Dang it. Well, thanks for looking out, dude.
Yeah, look at
it. Yeah, man. I got you, buddy.
I'm okay. Looking out, Preston.
You get a beer. You get a free beer.
Heck yeah, man. I'll come see y'all soon. First world problem. My wife recently purchased a quiet shut toilet seat.
Yeah.
So now every time that I go to a restaurant or whatever and I shut the toilet seat, it's the loudest thing on earth.
Scares you, doesn't it?
She used to hold it against me when I was taking a shower in the morning. I left the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
She would just slam the crap out of it when I was in the shower. It scared the mess out of me.
Yep.
I didn't know they sold such a thing. I've never heard of this.
And then, but then
at Lowe's, man.
When you
got
to
that mess at Home Depot.
And then, like he says, you go to a restaurant or your buddy's house and they don't have that. You're slamming it all over the place.
And they come in wondering what I've broken.
Yep. Thanks, Preston. They're so cool.
Thanks for tweeting Blake for me.
Yeah. Does anybody who tweet Blake get a free beer?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Just Preston?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But if Blake replies, yes. How about that?
Yeah. Only if Blake replies.
Yeah.
So all Blake replies get a free beer.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to see what the...
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Hey, Monica.
Hey there. How are y'all?
Doing great. What's your first world problem?
Good morning. My husband just purchased a classic car, 1986 Alfa Romeo.
Oh, uh-huh. Nice.
I normally have the spot in our garage. I come home from work yesterday, open up the garage door, there sits the Alfa Romeo. So my Jeep Grand Cherokee had to actually spend the night outside in the elements. So make matters worse, I get ready to go to work. Go outside, there's dew all over my car. I actually had to use the windshield wipers and the defrost button to clear everything out.
Yeah.
But it's an Alfa Romeo, a 1986.
Isn't it crazy that classic cars are now from the 80s?
Yeah, right.
You know? My wife got hail damage because my kids parked their power wheels in her spot in the garage.
Oh, my gosh.
And her friend was too scared to move them and put them in there. Thanks, Monica.
Yep.
Yeah. Power wheels. Hey, Lauren.
Kids' cars got the garage.
Yeah, the kids' cars. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we are talking to you.
Oh, well, thanks. Yesterday, I went into Costco, and I was really hungry, so I went down all the aisles, and I ate a lot of food, and I tried these awesome crackers, and I bought a box because the salesperson was really good. I get home. And this morning, I'm packing up my lunch, and I realize it's not individually bagged. So I'm late for work because I had to bag my little
your new crackers,
organic crackers.
Lauren, why are you late to work, Lauren?
She had a bag of crackers.
My organic crackers.
I bag my crackers.
Always bag your crackers.
Well, if you add that they're organic, you are off the hook.
Yeah.
Have to understand.
Yeah.
Are they gluten-free?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Got to make sure. Hashtag gluten free. Hashtag first world problem. Also, thank you, Lauren. Let's go with snoring Julie.
Hello. Hey. I'm so excited to talk to y'all. I've been listening for 15 years, and my kids are in the other room listening to the radio.
Thank you. Give them a shout out.
Yeah. What are their names?
Trevor and Brandon.
Hey, what Trevor up, Trevor and Brandon?
Yeah.
And what's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that my mother paid for me to go on a 7-day cruise to the Bahamas with her, but she got an interior room and she snores.
Your mom snores loud?
Oh, God, yes. She sounds like a freight train coming through your living room.
What's it sound like? Give me a little taste.
Oh, God.
Guttural.
She's the back and forth.
Interior room.
The inhale and exhale snore. That's rough.
Oh, man.
I tried to talk her into getting us at least, like, you know, a port window so we can see outside because I'm a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's no windows in an interior room.
No.
No, nothing at all.
Mm. Oh, man. Mm. And she's probably like, Julie, why are you so tired today?
You have to make sure you beat her in the bed. Yeah. You know, you have to go to sleep before she does.
Thanks, Julie. We have back-to-back Julies. That was snoring mom, Julie, and this is Julie who has an issue with her daughter's friend.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. My daughter's friend, my 15-year-old daughter's friend, is a complete bitch.
So you hate your daughter's best friend?
Absolutely. She's terrible. She's absolutely terrible. She's condescending, rude. She brags about her new technology, and I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I want to throttle her, but I can't do anything.
Yeah, due to the laws, we're not allowed.
Man, what do you do
children.
When you? I mean,
you know what you're going to have to do, Julie.
Keep your daughter grounded. I guess is what I mean. Not grounded in the physical. Just
you have to move.
Yeah,
you have to move, Julie. That's all you got to do now. Oh, that's what scares me the most.
Because you don't want your daughter
kids.
To end up like that.
No, of
you
course
know?
Not.
But it's her friend.
Okay, be honest, Julie. Is she rubbing off on her a little bit?
A little bit, but yeah. My daughter's smart. She knows that, you know.
Not to act like that. Okay.
I hope so, right?
Yeah. Isn't that scary as a parent? You hope they don't land in the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Do you like all of Emma Kelly's friends, Kelly?
So far, I mean, Emma Kelly will be fighting with one girl one day, and I try to sympathize her and have her back. But I also say, well, next week she's going to be your best friend. And it's the truth.
That's exactly what happened.
They fight one week, and the next week they're joined at the hip, and the next week she was mean to me. It's just back and forth.
So they're girls.
Yeah. They're girls. Yeah, it's a girl thing. And I try to explain that to her. It's hard.
Yeah.
You know.
My mom hated one of my friends growing up because he was loud and obnoxious and just would go in our fridge without asking, and we didn't have that much food.
Yeah.
But he ended up being my best man at my wedding.
Wow.
And now she loves him. Like, he turned into a good dude.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was really annoying when we were young. Thank you, Lauren. I mean, Julie. I don't know why I said Lauren. Did we talk to Lauren?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did? Okay. Well, thanks to Lauren also.
It's hard keeping that many girls' names straight, right?
Yeah. What's up, David?
Hey.
What's going on?
We just found out, or my son graduates next month with a double master's, and we just found out that he got accepted into KU to do his doctorate. Now we have to help him pay for his doctorate. Hashtag first world problem.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, look at you getting a doctorate in the world.
Rock chalk Jayhawk, baby.
And a little humble brag right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, come on.
Double major, we got to pay for his doctorate.
What kind of doctor does he want to be?
Choral conducting.
Whoa. Choral conducting?
Choral? Corn?
Choral.
Choral.
I have no idea.
I don't even know what that is.
What does that do, David?
Like for choirs, like symphony choirs.
Okay. So he's going to be doing
choral.
Music.
Okay, yeah.
CH. Oh, like chorus.
Right. Yes.
He's getting his doctorate for music.
So he's going to be like the symphony conductor one of these days.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very sweet.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's what he wants to be.
That's really cool.
Well, make sure he goes to ZipRecruiter.com because I'm sure that they have a lot of jobs in that area.
I'm sure they do, Al. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, we have our first round of Beat the Bank coming up. You still have a chance to sign up at KidNation.com. We'll call out three names for your chance at $1,000 next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Announcing names in about 6 minutes for Beat the Bank round one. We play twice a day, so if you don't get called this hour, we'll play again in exactly an hour from 6 minutes from now.
Well said.
I have to look at the clock. Do you ever look at things they do in movies and you go, why they do it that way? Why they do that?
Give me an example.
Well, this one's more of it's from Terminator 2. And they have a Spanish version for Spanish-speaking countries.
Yeah.
And his very famous line in that movie, do you know what it is, Al?
I'll be back. No. Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Which is Spanish, except for the baby part. Hasta la vista. Well, when they do the Spanish version, he says, sayonara, baby.
And sayonara is not Spanish.
No.
Well, because it has to be a different language.
Is that the thing? They just wanted to...
That part of it is it has to be a different language. You see what I'm saying?
But then people in Mexico now are saying sayonara, baby, when it's supposed to be hasta la vista.
No. I get what Kelly's right.
Huh.
Because the joke is it's a different language.
Okay.
So if he does it in Spanish, that's the same language.
If the whole movie's in Spanish, then he has to do it in...
Right.
Because that's his catchphrase.
Or just do it in English.
Yeah. See you later, baby.
See you later, baby.
Or see you later, baby. That's what you could do.
Comprende.
Sayonara, baby.
I like that.
You like that better?
I like sayonara.
Sayonara, baby.
Sayonara. What do you do it in French? Au revoir, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not quite as
I saw that. I was like, through.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. Toodles, baby.
That's funny, y'all.
Jenna, you're into fashion.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, baby.
See, I took
a little bit
one,
of French.
Two, three, four, five. Years of French. No,
I am
four,
into fashion.
Four.
I am. I would say I'm more into like athleisure workout fashion these days than actual fashion. But going on?
Did you see the jeans that they're selling at Nordstrom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is just so we'll talk about it. So you can go ahead and give them that if you want.
Let me hear about it.
Well, there are these jeans and they look like they're stained with mud.
They are.
And some people like that look, I guess. Well, it's fake mud. It's not real mud. So it
stains,
stays there.
Though.
They're stained. And it just looks like you were out mudding.
Right.
Right? And you would think, okay, if I want that look, I'd be willing to pay, what, maybe $40? $20?
These are Nordstrom designer jeans. I bet they're $200.
They're $425.
For muddy jeans.
Who makes them?
For muddy jeans. I forgot the name of the brand. Barracuda Straight Leg Jeans is the name of the brand. And they're $420, and then people are comparing them to the jeans that Topshop is trying to sell.
Right.
And these are the see-through jeans.
Mm-hmm. The ones that
see-through
are plastic.
Jeans?
They're the ones that have like plastic in the front.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and those cost you only $100, so people can see your legs.
But the only reason they're doing it is so we'll talk about
sure,
it.
Sure, right.
You know, it's just like they sold that rock that sold out, by the way.
What
but
rock?
Are people going to, over Christmas, they sell
a
rock.
The pet rock.
But, I don't like the fake mud. I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, I buy ripped stuff that's crazy, except my girlfriend has figured out how to make everything ripped.
Really?
And you don't use scissors. Yeah, she bought like industrial sandpaper.
Huh.
She sits in my driveway and she distresses denim for people.
That's
now.
Awesome.
It's awesome. Because, I mean, here we are paying so much money for ripped jeans, which is crazy, I'll admit.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
I buy ripped t-shirts. It's crazy.
Nordstrom's where they also, many years ago, the first time I saw this, was they sold a t-shirt that had a fake coffee stain down the front of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and they were selling it and we were talking about it then.
No.
They always have something that people
I get
make
that
you
all
go
the time.
Look
at the marketing
website.
Thing. Yeah.
Something's wrong with me. I get toothpaste on myself every morning.
Well, you should make a t-shirt with that on it.
Toothpaste shirt.
I think my sink's too flat. But it's a flat sink.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But to your point, you go out with your jeans that don't have mud on them and you get mud on them and then you wash the mud out.
Right.
You know, or you can go buy jeans with fake mud made into them that won't wash out.
Butt mud.
Thank you.
What was it, Kelly?
Butt mud.
Yeah,
butt mud.
Too.
Yes.
When you sit down.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't like the mud look.
Now, if you want to know if your outfit is looking right, did you see what Amazon's doing?
Mm-hmm.
They have this camera, the Echo. So I guess you get to ask Alexa, "Hey, how's my outfit looking?"
Does she lie?
And the camera will look at your outfit. No, it'll tell you if you're looking good or bad.
Who's so judging it?
I think they send it off to some company.
And they have to make a really quick decision.
Yeah, it should be pretty
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, right.
So there's a picture of it, and it'll give you like, you're looking 64% is what they give that outfit.
Does it throw it up on social media?
No. She did it herself. She just threw it up there so you could see.
Oh.
We could have people just text us at 800-543-3548. It's text, not call, and show us a picture, and we can give them an idea
exactly
of what their outfit looks like.
Yeah, are they going to wear that out of the house today?
They do that without me asking opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will. They will let you know. So, yeah, you take this.
I got one of those Echoes for my birthday
you
from
did?
My friend Tommy Jean.
Aren't
yes.
you scared that the government is listening to everything
no,
you're saying?
I haven't set it up yet. Alan's going to try to set up this weekend. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does.
It does a lot. You can order anything from Amazon.
I heard you can say, play my music or something. And yeah. I don't know.
You can say, Alexa, what's the weather?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Alexa, give me directions to the mall. And she'll hook you up with that. But now you can get the Echo.
I'll try.
It's called Echo Look, and I think it's like $200.
Oh, no. If it doesn't come with what Tommy Jean gave me, I'm not going
to
get it.
Will Alexa talk to Siri?
I don't know if anybody's tried that before.
It'd be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, we could definitely try that. But, yeah, it's called the Echo Camera, $200 from Amazon.
If you have a person in your home that's named Alexa, you can't get the Echo, right?
That's my sister's name, yeah. I wonder if you could change her name.
Can you change Alexa's name?
I don't know.
No, I'm changing my sister's name.
Because, I mean, that would be problematic.
You think
every time
they'd go with something less common.
Right.
Like Siri.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of
Unless
Siri.
You're Tom Cruise's kid.
That was Suri.
Suri.
And I'm pretty sure you can change the name. I'm being told. Trace
okay, because I'm saying that would be really difficult if you have an Alexa in the home.
You just call it Amazon. So you say Amazon.
Oh, that's
instead
that's
of Alexa.
Helpful.
So
that's helpful knowledge there.
So be on the lookout for those items: the mud jeans, see-through jeans, and the Amazon camera that lets you know those look awful on you.
All right.
And now people can spy on you all the time now with that camera, probably. It's time for round one of Beat the Bank. Time to call out three names. First one in gets to play. Now, we've had people say, I was trying to call. You called my name. That means we already we got the first person in. You gotta be quick.
Apparently,
it's
A-Day.
It's A-Day?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you the A-Days.
All of these names start with the letter A. Amanda Parks, Amber Poston, Allison Garb. Allison Garb, Amber Poston, Amanda Parks. Your clock starts now. You got 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up for everyone. But for now, let's keep it open for those three people. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Don't know why. Ain't no joke. Today for lunch, I want meatloaf. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Yeah, meatloaf does sound pretty good.
I had that meatloaf a long time. I want some meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Go get some meatloaf.
Get me some meatloaf.
Try to keep it healthy, though, Al.
Is meatloaf healthy?
No, you can make it that way. They have turkey meatloaf where I go get meatloaf.
Okay. You can get healthy meatloaf.
You can make it healthy.
But it's not as good as a regular.
Treat yourself, Al.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
you don't splurge enough, Al.
No.
You live a life of denial.
Yes, I do. I'm depriving myself constantly.
You do it the other way, right? People have a cheat day. You have a health day.
Yeah.
Where's my potato chip?
Gotta shock his system every once in a while.
Where's my potato chip?
What's this green vegetable, Ivan? What is this?
Where's my bagel bacon?
Seriously, Al will have Cheetos or Lay's potato chips for breakfast roughly 5 days a week.
But I only eat half the bag. I'll give the other half to Amy.
Oh, you do?
I don't know. I think I saw you eat that entire Lay's potato chip bag yesterday.
Well, what happens is she'll fold it up and put it under her keyboard, like, for safekeeping. Then the next day, I go back in there and get the other half.
Oh, you take back?
Well, only if she hasn't eaten it.
Well, she was probably saving it. Oh, and Amy makes the most delicious-smelling food because we have a toaster oven now back there. Hi, Allison.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am awesome. I can't believe I'm on Beat the Bank.
Yes, hey! You are, girl.
Look at you with the quick dialing. You're the first one in. That means you get to play.
Yay! What are you doing right now?
I am getting ready for work.
What do you do?
I am a clerk at Our Lady of the Lake College.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Our Lady of the Lake.
Yeah.
That's so serene sounding.
It is.
It is.
Is it on a lake?
No, Big Al. It's just a name, dear.
Oh, she deared you.
Do you want me to pet him on the head for you? I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over there and pet him on the head.
That was cute, Al.
Yes.
Wow.
And,
all right, Allison.
Allison, you single, married? What's going on in the world?
I am single. I have three beautiful daughters and work full-time and go to school.
Taking care of those girls. I feel you. Well, Allison, we would love for you to get a bunch of money so that you and your girls can go out for fun or go buy something cool. Here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the vault. There's a banker in there. He's got money. Throwing it your way. The longer you stay in there, the more money you can win. Your only job, so you'll stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. The maximum is $1,000. You still have to yell stop. If that door closes at any time, you get nothing. But we do have some safe deposit boxes in there sometimes. If you decide to stop there, you get to pick between one, two, or three. Jenna opens up the box you choose, and you get what's inside. Could be nothing, or you could win up to $3,000 in cash and prizes. We have no idea what's in there. So you're risking it, but you could get more than the maximum.
Gotcha.
That sound good?
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
So, Big Al, sometimes you're on and sometimes you're off. How are you feeling?
Well, true.
Bless your heart, little Allison. I'm feeling kind of medium-ish today.
Really?
Medium-ish.
Really?
Oh, that's a little bit better than medium-ish.
Medium to medium large.
Medium to medium large. I'll take that.
Yeah. Marge.
But it's all up to you and what you're feeling in your gut.
Feeling Marge.
Yes.
You're feeling Marge?
Marge.
All right.
I'm feeling Marge.
All right. Hey, just go with the feeling. Whatever you feel, that's when you say stop.
There you go.
You'll be all right.
Okay.
All right, baby.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank.
$100. 170, 280, 360, 460, 490, 520, 580, 610. Safe deposit box. 630.
Stop.
All right. $630.
Yeah.
That's medium large.
We're always a little disappointed when you don't pick the box because we're just as curious as everybody else. But that's okay.
I know.
And you got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
Now I'm wondering what Allison would have gotten if she would have gone with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We know you definitely got $630. What are you going to do with that, Allison?
Probably rent, you know, bills.
Well, you know what? You put on rent. Because how many times do you say, man, if I just didn't have to pay rent 1 month? Boom.
Yeah.
I know.
You could still treat yourself.
Yeah.
If you have that money.
There you go.
Well, we just came back from the beach this weekend, so I think I need to repay some bills.
Oh, cool. And give your girls a shout out, too, so they could hear their name on the radio. What's your daughter's name?
Ashlyn, JC, and Addison. And thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany, for letting her know. Is that who told you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better thank Brittany.
Yeah. Break her off.
Let's see how high it would have gone.
Just for fun. You got your money already.
Right. 810. Oh.
I'll take
630. Well played, Allison.
5 seconds away from not having anything.
Yeah. All right, Allison. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. We'll play Beat the Bank again less than 1 hour from now. You sign up at KidNation.com. That's how we got Allison's name.
Yep.
And coming up, we are going to give away another camp.
Oh, cool.
To another deserving child. And we know this kid wrote the letter because very kid-friendly.
Okay.
And the way he wrote it is pretty cute. We'll tell you who he is and where we're sending him next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
So we've been giving away these camps, these summer camps for kids because, let's be honest, it's tough for us parents to afford these camps.
Yeah, some of them are really cool, too.
They get pretty expensive. So we've been asking you, Kid Nation, specifically the kids, to write us and let us know what camp you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I know these kids are writing us?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could tell based on the cuteness of the letters.
Okay.
Yeah, we got this letter right here that says, I want to go to Jurassic Journey Camp because it has dinosaurs and gems. And it's at the Perot Museum. I have a rock collection. I like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That's right. From Nathan.
I love it. I love it.
That's the letter right there. That's how you know that's from Nathan right there.
How old's Nathan?
Nathan is turning 7 May 18th, Jenna. So we'll go ahead and call him 7. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Nathan. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you wrote that letter yourself, huh?
Yes.
Okay, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Allosaurus. It's mostly like a T-Rex. Has sharper teeth.
Okay.
So he's a carnivore.
Only been 2 of them found.
Wait, so an even scarier T-Rex?
Kinda.
Ooh. And you like gems, too. You know, I just went to the Perot Museum recently, and they had a beautiful gemstone collection.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's your favorite gem?
Amethyst.
I love that one, too.
Incredibly smart.
Yeah, my favorite is Jem Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Do they have any malachite there? I like malachite.
They have everything.
Of course they have everything, Jenna. Malachite is a great gem.
What color is it?
It's malachite.
Malachite cover, duh. Can't fool JC.
Yeah, it's you green. Can't fool me. And Nathan, how long have you been into dinosaurs?
For about like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
About half your life.
Nathan, if you didn't get to go to summer camp, what would you spend your days doing this summer? What would you do?
Probably riding my scooter.
Yeah. Riding your scooter?
Yeah.
Annoying mom, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah, it's okay to annoy mom a little bit.
Okay, well, I think he wants to do something educational as opposed to just cruising around the neighborhood. That sounds dangerous.
And we appreciate that because you want to get smarter. And we have somebody on the phone right now that could help you out, Nathan. Say hi to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Hi, Nathan.
Katie Gagne is the manager of Discovery Camps at the Perot Museum, Nathan.
Ooh. How are you, Nathan?
Good.
Nathan, how would you like to come to our Jurassic Journey Camp this summer?
Yes.
Well, guess what? You get to come for an entire week to learn all about geology and dinosaurs, and you can tell everybody at camp all about your rock collection.
Ooh.
How would you like to do that?
Yes.
You would like that?
Yes.
Yay.
Hold on, Katie.
Yay.
As
it's going to be really exciting.
Ooh.
As Nathan's manager, I would like to know if he has to pay for this camp, Katie.
No, sir.
All right.
Oh.
He'll get to go into the museum every day and see one of our movies. And how about racing a T-Rex? Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Nathan, you think you could beat a T-Rex in a race?
Probably.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you would have to, you know, because
they're all extinct and everything. Yeah. I'd probably be that.
Well, you would have to in order to survive probably as well. Katie.
And Nathan, we have so many gems for you to look at. You are going to have a fantastic time.
All right.
I'm telling you, that gem collection they have is gorgeous.
Yeah.
We spent a long time in that section at the Perot Museum, yeah.
Huh.
Do people ever
Nathan, that's very exciting. I bet you'll make a lot of new friends at the Jurassic Journey Camp, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're really excited for you to come, Nathan.
And Katie, you have camps not just for children that are Nathan's age. You know, he's about to be 7, but you have them for older teens and programs for adults, too?
We have camps for 3 years up to 6th grade, and they run from June the 12th through August the 18th. And we are covering subjects from chemistry and engineering to zombie survival.
Whoa.
I know. Registration is open now, and we have some spots left, so check it out on our website, perotmuseum.org.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Katie. That sounds great.
It does.
The zombie survival. Nathan, you want to say thank you to Katie?
Thank you.
There you go.
Aww. You're so welcome. We'll see you in June, Nathan.
Okay.
Katie, thank you so much for doing this for Nathan, okay? You guys have fun at the camp.
You're welcome.
All right, hold on for us, Nathan. We'll get you all set up with your camp, and thank you so much, Katie.
And thank you to the Perot Museum.
And thank you, perotmuseum.org. So if you want to be one of those campers right there, go to camp. Go to kidnation.com and let us know what camp you want to go to. And coming up next, she's live in studio.
Really?
All the way from Los Angeles, California. Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com comes in to talk about the movies and to make fun of Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Boy, do we have a treat for you right now.
Yes, we do.
This is the first time I've actually kidnapped our guest.
Yeah?
She's been here for 20 minutes, and I've had her, I locked her up in the makeup room.
You did?
So I've been asking her questions about stuff.
Like secret questions? Or
just about shows and stuff, because she's the expert.
Okay.
Well, who are we talking about, Jason?
We're about to get to the Showbiz Top 5, but before we get there, we need to speak with Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, and
yes.
She's not on the phone. She's right here in person.
I'm here, and I'm singing a song I have no rights to.
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
Yeah. So exciting, Gray. Welcome. Gray has a lot of travels coming up, she was saying. Yeah. Tell them where you're going.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm here in the great city of Dallas first,
uh-huh.
And then I'm moving on to the less great city of Albuquerque.
All right. Oh, they canceled us.
Okay. I am moving on to the even less great city of Venice.
Venice.
Oh. Venice.
Venice. Like Venice?
Overseas Venice?
Yeah, like, Venice Beach or Venice, Italy? Yeah.
Like somebody going to be rowing me around in a boat.
Okay. Oh.
Whoa.
That one. All right. Mm-hmm.
You can do that on the canal right
and
here. It just
then,
smells bad.
Is that for work or for fun?
That's for work. Hopefully I will be murdered on the Orient Express.
Oh, wow.
It's actually a train that still exists.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of shocking.
Well, if you got to go.
Cool. I know, what a way. Mm. And then on from there, I'll be going to London.
Wow, like in England, London.
Are you taking the tunnel?
Yeah. Yep, taking the tunnel.
Nice.
And then I'm finally ending up in the least great city in this nation as compared to Dallas, New York City.
Wow.
Awful.
Hey, how do you pack for something like that?
A lot. You just pack a ton of stuff and
like,
pray.
Your whole closet, basically.
And I'm really excited that I have status on my airline, because when I brought the bag to them and saw that it was clearly overweight, the great woman behind the counter, her name was Patricia, she just ignored it completely.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
How did she ignore that? What'd you do?
Thank you for being a Platinum Medallion member, Ms. Drake.
Wow.
Platinum Medallion.
So what does your husband
know that existed.
I didn't either.
What does your new husband do when you're traveling like this all over the place?
I assume that it's like a lot of underwear sitting and a lot of like rejoicing in the quiet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I'm sure he likes it to some extent.
Yeah, girls think that when they go out of town, we like to go get crazy out in the town and go nuts with our friends and get drunk. No, we just sit on the couch in our underwear and watch TV.
That means you're secure.
That means I'm just tired. That's what that means.
Yeah, a night at home and you don't have to worry about your wife worrying about you.
Right. And so you're going to be going out there for movie screenings and interviews and all that?
Yes, all kinds of stuff. We'll have the Sir Ridley Scott. We'll have Josh Gad.
Uh-huh. I love Josh
Gad. All kinds of stuff. He's really sweet. So I'm hoping he'll murder me on the Orient Express.
Oh, because Ridley Scott does Alien?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What? The Alien Covenant movie that's coming out this summer. We might talk about that later.
Oh, well, what's coming out this weekend? Anything good?
Nope.
No, okay.
Oh, really?
Thanks for coming in, Greg.
Gotta be honest.
It's been great.
Good times.
Okay, what can we look forward to?
This is one of those weekends where they're prepping for summer. They're kind of, they're just releasing stuff. So we've got a few things that are interesting. However, coming up in May, I can finally say something about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had did they already give us a trailer? But you don't watch those.
Well, you're not allowed to say anything, right?
Yeah.
Until
Correct.
A certain date.
I saw it a couple weeks ago. It was under embargo, and it's opening overseas this weekend, but it'll be out the weekend after that.
Hold on. How come overseas get it before we do? This is America.
I thought they were always behind us.
That's what's weird, is that the movie industry has slowly flipped. And it used to be that we were like, you get to see everything first. And it's different now because foreign markets are so big, especially China, that they give them movies before us. I think it's outrageous. I'm glad that this man was elected as our president because things need to change.
I was going to say, Trump is going
to
be upset about this.
Bring the movies back to America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he needs to do now.
Yeah.
Bring it back over here, Trump.
So finally, I can tell you that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is good.
Really
good.
Do we have to see the first one?
Nah, you'll get it. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of jerks in space.
Okay.
It's fine.
How was David Hasselhoff?
Oh, man. That's a...
So,
he has
this is a movie that he wouldn't tell us that it was in, right?
Yeah.
I was so excited to hear that news, too.
The best part is that he's not the only or the best cameo, actually. There are other cameos in the movie. I'm not even going to tell you who's in it.
No, don't tell us.
You can't.
And it's really fantastic. And so if I put my critic hat on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because my fan hat says, like, yay, it's Chris Pratt again. And oh, my God, Baby Groot. And he's dancing. So my critic hat says that the movie is not as good as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one had a really strong story. And it was such a delightful surprise. Because it was a new movie and nobody knew anything about it.
Yeah, new story.
It looked weird, yeah.
Yeah, and this one is not quite as good. It doesn't have as solid a story. In fact, for the first, half of the movie, I went, is anything going to happen?
Because it's just slow.
It's a lot of chases, and again, it's all beautiful. It's very exciting. What really struck me was that even in the couple of years since the last one, technology has vastly improved. Because it looks stunning. It's so vivid. It's so incredible to watch. So it's exciting and it's funny. It's all the things it needs to be. It's just not quite as good.
Is it a prequel or is it pick up?
Straight up sequel.
Straight up sequel.
So kids will love it.
Kids will love it.
Good.
Adults are going to love it. And
okay.
You remember how when Avengers 2 came out, it was good, but it felt a little bit like it had a lot of work to do to hold up the rest of the Marvel Universe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's this movie.
Yeah.
Because Guardians is going to set up the next 10 years of Marvel films. Literally the next Guardians, it's like a linchpin for the rest of their release strategy. And so it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So Gray Drake, while we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, what's bigger, the galaxy or outer space?
Oh, God. It
Don't answer.
Yeah, don't.
It's not. I mean, I just talked to Bill Nye, which made me 35% smarter.
Yeah.
But I feel like outer space is just what dumb people call space.
Right. Big Al, basically, Big Al, why did you ask that question?
Because I'm
high! There you go. Okay. Definitely makes sense now. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. I just had to ask.
Yeah. Okay. So Guardians is going to be great, but that's...
Yeah, and then it has the most competition because just shortly after that, you've got The Rock without his shirt on.
Oh, Baywatch.
Baywatch, yes. And I'm so excited for that.
Are you? It doesn't look good to me. Like, it looks like it's not going to be good.
You know, you always take that risk with comedies, yeah. But I prefer to be vulnerable and an open soul because I've been hurt before.
Okay.
But when you combine The Rock and Zac Efron and that girl from the 4th Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The pretty girl?
And then, and also, my favorite, Other Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, Other Girl's so good.
Other Girl's always hot. Nobody knows her name.
How's the David Hasselhoff cameo on this one?
Probably really sad.
Yeah.
You know, I think David Hasselhoff in Cameo is perfect.
Yeah.
That's what he just needs to spend the rest of his life, is being a cameo in every movie.
Just a little drop.
He needs to be the Samuel L. Jackson of cameos.
Yeah. Isn't there a cameo band? Is there a band called Cameo?
Yes.
He should join them.
Larry Blackmore?
Yeah.
Oh, down pretty lady.
So then we've got the sequel that I feel like no one cares about or asked for, and that's the one I mentioned earlier, which is Alien Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's David Hasselhoff's up?
Right?
I mean, the Alien movies are good, but I'm confused because they've remade them.
Yeah,
and then there's sequels and prequels. And
now
I don't know.
Prequels, and this is a sequel to the prequel, and it's like you carry the one. Oh, yeah, nobody cares.
Right.
Sequel to the prequel, so it's sandwiched.
It is.
Got
it's
it.
Sandwiched, and then and so this takes place 10 years after Prometheus, but did y'all see Prometheus?
No.
Sadly, I did.
Yes. My favorite cousin of yours. Yeah. Really cool guy.
I did see Prometheus.
That's the thing. Some online journalists have noticed that when they write pieces about this movie, nobody cares and nobody comments, they get no traffic, which indicates that I don't think anyone was interested in having this movie. The one thing that I notice is that yet people are still running from aliens. That's all these movies are, and yet they're selling them like you've never seen this before.
We have,
and it's like we
have. the last one
a lot.
I don't want to be in space with an alien.
No, I think that's if you're going to be in space, that's probably the safest person to be with is an alien.
Not because
they know their
have
way
you seen
around.
These aliens?
They know their way around.
That makes sense.
I don't want to be up in the space with nobody's never been in space before.
Yeah. And have it, and our parents taught us not to judge people or aliens by their appearance. Maybe they look really scary, but they're super nice.
You know, the only caveat to that, you be in space with an alien, but the other person that's been in space that I trust, David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sharknado, baby.
He was.
Yep. You're welcome.
Game over, man. Game over.
Oh, Phil, we love you and miss you.
If you have a really crappy movie, do you put it out when another really great movie is coming out or with other crappy movies?
You try to separate it from great movies as much as humanly possible so it has a fighting chance.
Okay.
And so that's a situation that we like to call January and September.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Great Drake in the house with Kelly and the rest. Great Drake looking good. Should have worn a shorter dress.
Hey.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Greg getting a lot of love on the text, including this one from Andy and Yuma. Great Drake has the sexiest voice ever.
Yes, she does.
Ever.
She does have a great voice.
She does.
Ever, ever.
She does. There's a bunch of people saying Great Drake's like my best friend for life. Love Great Drake. She's so funny.
She has
good energy.
She does have good energy.
Absolutely. Lights up a room.
Yeah.
Every time.
David Gonzalez, do you have great energy?
I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try my best.
There you go.
Optimism.
Shout out, by the way.
All right.
Let me get my song ready in case you win a lot of money. Okay, it's ready to go. What are you up to, David?
I hope to hear this. Just came to work, man.
What do you do?
Mechanic. I work on ambulances.
Oh, wow.
You can't have a bad day, dog.
Yeah.
We need those.
It's always busy over here.
Yeah, part-time Justin could have used you during our road trip where he broke the car.
Oh, I stay busy, too, though.
Has anyone ever had an ambulance breakdown while they have a passenger?
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's got
to
be scary.
You send another one out to take them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you fix it.
Yeah.
You have any kids? Married?
Yeah, I am married with two kids. I got a boy and a girl.
Well, let's try to win some money for those kids right there, David. Here's the rules. We're going to put you inside the vault. Banker's going to throw money your way. You yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Could get up to $1,000. If it closes on you, you get nothing. Could be a safe deposit box. If you choose that option, you get to pick between one, two, or three. Jenna opens up the one you choose. You get what's inside. Or you can pass it up and keep going. It's up to you, man.
Okay.
All right. You feeling good? We're feeling good. Yeah. Now you feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
All right, let's do it.
Feeling great.
Let's find out. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
Seventy. 110. 160. 240. 270. 330. 380.
Stop.
Four.
What?
Okay.
170.
Oh, 470.
470, David.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Heck yeah. All right, man.
Just for you.
That's amazing.
Oh. There it is.
Got a gambler.
What you say?
Right. Not really.
What you gonna do with that money, David?
Probably pay some bills.
Pay some bills.
Hey, just for maybe fun. Maybe take them to the movies.
Just for fun, you got that money? You want to see how high it would have gone?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Let's do it.
490. 570. 670. 750.
Ooh, you're killing me.
1,000.
Oh,
man. Oh, man.
Hey, you know what, man? Better be safe than sorry, right, David?
Yeah, bird to hand.
Better something than nothing, man.
Yeah. All right, buddy. You have a good day at work today. You enjoy your $470 that you won with Beat the Bank. Hold on for us. We'll play again tomorrow. We play twice a day, 720 and 820 Central. Sign up at KidNation.com. Coming up next, what is Caroline Craddock obsessed with this week?
We'll find out.
Next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everybody's asking, Big Al Mac.
What?
What is Caroline Craddock into this week?
Hmm.
The only one way to find out is to get her in studio. Are you in here?
I'm here.
Oh, she's here. And to launch.
Look over there, JC.
Yeah,
there
she is.
Hey,
right
I'm
there.
Here. Hey.
Standing
hey.
I don't want to I don't want to be blinded by the beauty on the left side.
Oh.
That's fine. You never have a problem looking over here when she's not
sorry,
in the room.
Sorry about that. Why are you so obsessed with me? It's an obsession. You're my obsession. All right, Caroline Craddock, these are your obsessions this week.
Oh, and they're good.
Are they good? They're good every week.
Thank you. I'm glad to know it's not just good to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's good for you, too.
The girl stuff I haven't really used, but the music and
well,
and
Kenzie
TV
likes
shows.
It.
Yeah, my wife loves it.
Okay, so my first obsession, I always have to start with a song because I feel like it puts us in a good mood.
Okay. Yes.
So obviously, Charlie Puth's new song is out. And yeah. Obviously, I'm obsessed with it. Because I'm obsessed with him.
The song is called Attention.
Yes.
And we got to chat with Charlie earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be hitting the tour up with Shawn Mendes.
Can't wait.
He's sexy.
So sexy.
Who's Shawn or
Charlie?
Charlie Puth.
He's got perfect pitch.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, he does it for me. I don't know what it is about him. I like him.
He's just cool. Like, he just doesn't try. He just talks.
Mm-hmm.
He just talks.
He just talks and he's just, whatever he says, it's cool.
That's right.
Well, it's rumored that that song is about his ex, Bella Thorne,
uh-huh.
who is the star of my favorite Lifetime movie, Perfect High. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie.
I have not.
Perfect High.
Yeah, so this was a few years ago and I didn't know it was her until like I watched it for the fifth time and I was like, oh, I think that's Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
She plays this like really naughty teenager who was, she got a dance injury and so she got hooked on drugs and fell into the wrong crowd and then her friend died. Crystal meth.
And then someone came in and rescued her from that lifestyle where she was spiraling out of control.
Well, yeah, she went to rehab.
Okay.
Yeah, but her friend died, so it kind of woke her up.
I thought it was going to be like a teen movie
about a
perfect high school or something.
No, it's a bad movie.
Bad boy movie.
Bad Lifetime movie.
Okay.
So my new favorite app is called Run Tasty.
What is
and
that?
It's kind of like, you know, those tasty videos that are all over Facebook and
yes,
stuff?
Yes. They're very well-edited videos over the top,
mm-hmm.
right, when they're making some sort of dessert.
They're like 30 seconds or less. So
they quick edit them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
Yeah. So these are all healthy recipes. They have stuff even that's like how to cut a mango and stuff like all these different types of cooking videos. So and then they have all the nutritional values listed. And they have a lot of cooking for one, which is great because sometimes I don't want to make, you know, stuff for four people that I never eat. So it's awesome. It has all the like protein, carbs, everything you want, and then shows you how to make it.
What's the name of it again?
Run Tasty.
Run Tasty.
I like that.
So my favorite influencer has always been Girl With No Job. If you follow her on Instagram, we've talked about her.
What?
Did you see her on Say Yes to the Dress?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Why?
Horrible.
I've never heard of this girl.
I would have thrown her out of my bridal shop.
They made her act like that, Kelly.
Okay. She had a little bit of something to do with it with her obnoxious friends all in there.
Those were her sisters. Kick them all out. Weird now.
Y'all go somewhere else and find your dress. You are obnoxious. But now back to your friend. What?
I'm not going to freaking talk about it now.
She's a horrible on Say Yes to the Dress.
But in real life, she's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obsessed with her.
What'd she do?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with the obnoxious girl on Say Yes to the Dress that Kelly hates. And her sisters who were the obnoxious friends.
They were awful.
I've seen it.
And?
Did you think she was obnoxious? Be honest.
They made her do all that stuff. Like, I saw the Snapchats of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and they're making them get their phones out in Snapchat. They're like the Snapchat girls.
They were awful.
Let's see what she... Let's see what she has to say about it.
Do the big killer thing.
What does she do, Caroline? Besides a horrible episode of
Caroline, you got to truck through. You got to.
Her and her not annoying sister have a morning show called Morning Breath.
No, we're not going to promote another morning show.
What it's an awful name for a morning show.
We can't promote it as a morning show.
It's on Facebook Live. You can watch it anytime you want.
Not during the morning.
Not during
They have a podcast. It doesn't start till later, till after we're off anyway.
Good.
So they have a podcast, too, called The Morning Breath. And these two girls just talk about all the celebrity gossip. And they're just, I find them very funny.
It's called
Morning
Breath.
All the people in this room do.
Morning Breath Top 5.
Yeah,
but
right.
The millennials,
she's stuff now.
The young hit millennials will like them.
Welcome to Morning Breath.
We stinky.
Al and I just started a new show at night called Dutch Oven.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's a cooking show.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Kelly.
Oh, my God.
We cook Dutch food.
It's good for me because I was going to, you know, send this to her and ask her to be in my podcast. So that's really going to happen. So that's great.
Just edit Kelly out.
That's good for me. Yeah, because we said so many positive things.
Edit me out.
Edit. Okay, the TV show I'm obsessed with is Southern Charm on Bravo.
I watched an episode.
Okay.
I would jump in the canal.
Okay.
I would jump in the freaking canal.
Explain to me, though. I caught the reunion. I only seem to catch the reunions of, like, the Housewives shows.
Honestly, that's... With the Housewives, that's
so
the best
juicy.
Part. I don't even watch the whole season.
The Southern Charm.
I was getting my nails done, so I'm watching Southern Charm, but I'm having to read the closed captioning. But what is up with that red-haired girl?
Okay, so...
She seems so sour.
They
Kelly?
Just hit...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't talking about
Southern Charm.
She
redhead.
Is sour.
I was talking about her over there.
Oh, man, I got to get
We can talk with her later. We can talk about her later. I think they just kind of hit the jackpot on the show because the first season was, like, fine.
Uh-huh.
And then... At the end of the season, like the two people who are the love interest, it's this 22-year-old girl and this 50-year-old man that she gets pregnant with his baby.
Shout out.
So it was like insane. So the show has just kept becoming like more and more juicy.
Yeah.
So now it's like they have two babies together. They're still not together. It's this whole drama. So they've like really lucked out on that situation.
So it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it's a reality show.
It's a reality
show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched all of the last season because I didn't finish it. Yeah. On Saturday, I didn't leave my bed all day and watched it. It was awesome.
That's
you didn't
cool.
leave your bed all day.
I didn't leave my bed all day.
Are you obsessed with your bed now?
I'm always obsessed with my bed.
Is there, were you feeling bad? You depressed about something? You going through something?
No, I'm just tired.
Just trying to
and if I
down.
Was going Dr. through Mac. Something, I probably wouldn't tell you guys about it.
Well, you should.
Just trying to drill deep here.
On the radio, we share everything here, right,
Al?
Most of us share everything. Are you depressed, Al?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, Al?
So what are your obsessions now? Let's summarize.
What else?
That's it, y'all. That's
okay,
it.
So you got Southern Charm.
Morning Breath.
Run Tasty.
that morning show
which you're not going to promote again.
Morning Breath.
There was something else.
That Lifetime movie with Bella Thorne.
The song. The music.
The song, yeah.
Charlie Puth.
All right.
Do you guys want to wish me happy birthday now? Because you won't see me before my
happy
birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
What are you doing to celebrate?
I'm having my unicorn brunch.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She was going to hang out with that lady that blogs.
Girl with no job.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she'll never want to hang out with me now.
Yeah.
She ain't mad at you. She'd be mad at me.
I've had drinks with her sister that I think is so awesome that's on the show with her, Jackie, who's a fellow redhead.
You did not say anything negative. I said it was the most obnoxious episode I've ever seen of Say Yes to the Dress. And I bet you if you asked them honestly, they would agree. They were embarrassed by themselves.
Is that ginger on ginger crime right there?
You know Kelly has no ginger loyalty.
No, it's a shame.
No.
Well, she loves that cheering.
Kelly's all about the Filipinos now.
Hello, I'm Alan. Yes,
well, when I find a Filipino Facebook live show, I'll be sure to... promote it.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I'm sure to let y'all know.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.